We will now go on to public question times. Do members of the public have any questions? Tanya.
Good afternoon. Can you all hear me? Yes?
Yeah.
You'd be relegated up here without any microphone. Luckily, I have a booming voice.
You've got it. We can hear you quite clearly.
Good. My question, as always, is a philosophical one. I just wonder, when I went to the first meeting about the harbour and the changes coming upon us, my concern is, are you going to change the harbour into something which it should not be? In other words, just a pleasure ground and take away the working harbour that it is? And also, when you're changing the harbour, are you going to take away buildings which are now giving it its charm and feeling? I'm deeply concerned about this. I know it's not being dredged already, and that's not very good, is it? So are you going to keep that which makes this harbour a harbour?
The answer to that is actually yes, we are, and hopefully improve it with restoration of those buildings that are not, and walls that are not in good order, particularly. Stuart, can I just question?
We have engaged a company, as you perhaps know, to look at a major plan, and they will be embarking on very substantial public consultation. So that people, particularly of Newport, but the rest of the island, will be able to give their view on what they see as the overall outcome and what we should look for in Newport Harbour. It is, of course, a statutory harbour. That won't change. What we are looking for, and we're waiting for MMO's approval on, is a bit more flexibility in how we're allowed to lease the land to individuals, but clearly we want to preserve the best of what we've got and try and make improvements. So it will not simply revert to being a leisure arena.
Can I have a follow-up?
So,
thank you. So do I read this correctly then when I conclude from that no, none of the buildings in particular, the ones that have heritage, will be torn down, that the charm will be preserved, that no huge block of flats will appear on either side, and as an extra, will you also make sure that the light pollution, which is right now in the harbour, with misdirected very blue, rich, white light, will disappear, and that we have warm, pleasant light here? That would indeed be an improvement.
I think the comment I first made about trying to preserve the best of what is there still stands. What we do want to do is to take account of what people would like to see. So to ask me to make decisions about what might go where is to anticipate that consultation. That would be wrong.
Thank you.
John, any more questions?
Do we have any more questions from the gallery?